It's time for Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
This is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. Fans, we're going to go back to May 17th of 1978. The Giants are at home. It's a Wednesday against the Chicago Cubs at Candlestick Park. 12,922 come out. Now, this is the ninth game of a homestand. The Giants are having a great homestand. They are 7-1 so far, and they are looking for win number 7 of what eventually will become an 8-game winning streak. So it's 1978. The Giants trying to establish themselves as a ball club to be dealt with during 1978. The pitching matchup for the day, Ray Burris for the Chicago Cubs and Vida Blue for the San Francisco Giants. So here's the lineup. Ivan De Jesus for the Cubs at short. Gene Kline's in right field. Billy Buckner at first. Dave Kingman in left. Manny Trio at second. Bobby Mercer, the former Yankee and Giant, in center field. Steve Anaveros, former Giant at third base. Dave Rader, former Giant, catching. And Ray Burris on the mound. For the Giants, it's Bill Madlock at second. Terry Whitfield in left. Jack Clark in right field. Darrell Evans at third. Mike Ivey at first. Larry Herndon in center. Mark Boot Hill, the catcher. Johnny LeMaster at short and Vida Blue on the mound. All right, here's the way it starts. In the Cubs first, De Jesus triples and Billy Buckner, native of Northern California, drives him in and the Cubs are up 1-0. Bottom of the first, the Giants come up. Madlock gets a base hit. Terry Whitfield doubles. It's now second and third and Ray Burris hits Jack Clark.
Well, that was his problem in the first because they had scored. So when he hit me, there was already two guys on. That loaded the bases, I think, for Darrell Evans. That's a good way to play baseball that way. So if I got hit and loaded him up, you know, we were going to get some runs out of it for sure.
Darrell Evans comes through with the sacrifice fly, making it 1-1. Larry Herndon, a base hit for two RBIs, 3-1. And Ray Burris, wild pitches, Ivy in. He scores, and the Giants are up 4-1 at the end of the first. Second inning, Jack Clark, two out, comes up, hits homer number 4 of Ray Burris, puts the Giants up 5-1.
Shouldn't have hit me, man. Shouldn't have hit me.
Ray Burris was the type of pitcher that went after Jack, and he had this repertoire.
You know, it's kind of like a fastball sinker slider guy, like a two-pitch guy, you know, not much different than that. So just, you know, he tried to keep the ball down and just try to get something in a nice slot that I liked and put a charge in one.
We now go to the Cubs' third inning. Dave Kingman comes up, sacrifice fly. Cubs are now down 5-2. The Giants' third inning. Mike Ivey, it's a home run, second of the year for him. Giants go up 6-2, and Vida Blue comes through with a double, scoring Larry Herndon, and the Giants are now up 7-2. Vida Blue is a pretty good hitter, Jack Clark.
Vida Blue is a great athlete, I mean, and an unbelievable competitor. I loved having him on the team in 78. He brought a lot of energy, and you just look forward to him pitching. He gave you everything he had, and he liked to hit. He liked to swing the bat, you know, coming from the American League. You'd think that his timing and everything would be up, but he not only liked to hit, he liked to try to hit the long ball, too, and he practiced it. He helped himself a lot.
A Bill Madlock single makes it 8-2. The Giants go on to win this one, fans, and they win it in convincing fashion over the Cubs 9-5. For Vida Blue, he goes 7 innings, 11 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 1 walk and 11 strikeouts, and runs his record to 6-1. Vida Blue was a very important part of 1978 for the Giants.
He came to play, and he brought everything with him. He was a winner, you know. And it's one thing we missed in all those years is somebody that came over there and like taught us how to win. And he was one of the leaders that way. He was the one that nicknamed me the Ripper. He liked the way I hit those line drives through the fog and the wind.
Randy Moffitt finishes it up with Gary Lavelle. And the Giants win this one 9-5. This runs their record to 22-12. It is win number 7 of what is going to be an 8-game winning streak. They are now in first place over the Dodgers by a game and a half and over the Reds by 2.5 games as we go into play on May the 18th. Now, 1978, how it turned out for the Giants. The Dodgers win at 95-67. The Reds 92-69. And the Giants end up 89-73. And as Jack Clark says, the Giants came close.
Yeah, you got to believe, and you got to have the bodies. You got to have the people, you know. And, you know, I was coming off of 77 was like a platooned year for me. 78 was my first full season. I had a passion and a drive, and the parts and pieces that were all around us, like adding Vita, all those type of things came together as far as, you know, winning in Candlestick Park in front of the fans and being ahead of the Dodgers and then trying to figure out how to hold on. We just camped a little bit short at the end the last couple weeks.
This was the second game of that two-game series with the Cubs. Bob Knepper won the first one 4-3 over Rick Rushel, who is to become a Giant and be part of the 1989 pennant-winning team. In this one for the Giants, Jack Clark went 2-for-3, scored 3 runs, had an RBI, 25 homers, 98 RBIs on the year for Jack Clark, an OPS of 897. Bill Madlock goes 3-for-5 on the day with a run and an RBI. Herndon drives in 2. Evans drives in 2. Now that day, the Dodgers also won 10-1. Tommy John had the surgery. He goes to 6-1. Jim Rooker, the loss for the Pirates, he goes to 2-2. Homers in that game. And this was the Dodger team of 1978. Lopes, Lee Lacy, and Ron Say. But this is one the Giants needed. They ended up winning this game, and in this homestand did extremely well. They beat the Cubs a couple of times in this series. The Cardinals, they swept them in 4 and ended up beating the Pirates as well. But for 1978, this was going to be a good year. 2 hours, 34 minutes, 12,922. And this homestand, why it was a great game in Giants franchise history, this homestand put the Giants on the map in 1978. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's Greatest Games in Giants History on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for 3 generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.